This is Liz Lynch, and you are listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio, and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with the co-founders of Trio Tailoring, Mike Q and Ben McMillan. Trio Tailoring is a custom suit company based out of Atlanta, Georgia, that has big plans to revolutionize the online men's fashion industry. Mike and Ben have some innovative ideas to bring to a conservative marketplace. Gentlemen, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.
Thanks for joining us today. So, Mike, if you will start out, how did you guys get started in the suit business, and have you always been interested in men's fashion?
Well, Ben, we've always been have a interest in men's fashion, especially in professional clothing, shirts, and suits. But it all kind of started a couple of years back when we were doing consulting for the tablet industry, when, you know, e-ink and iPads are getting huge. When we're over there, we realized, you know what, we're here, we should get a couple suits, custom suits made. That'll be a great idea. So then we went to a tailor, picked out a fantastic one, and then got a couple of suits and realized this is a fantastic idea. Why don't we just be able to import this to clients of ours in the United States at practically the same price that we're paying for right now in this country? And from then, it just kind of took off from there.
Now, Ben, can you tell us a little bit about your new software that can figure out your suit measurements from a photograph? That is definitely innovative.
Absolutely. The software that we're using was originally purposed for architecture, but we found that it's pretty useful in other domains, especially like fashion. The software is constantly undergoing revisions to improve its accuracy and automation. Right now, based on just a couple photographs using any standard camera, we're able to interpolate a person's measurements with pretty good accuracy, within actually a half an inch. No special hardware is needed, so really anyone with a consumer-grade camera can take a couple of quick photographs of themselves, and we're able to use those to get their measurements. We sort of refer to it as a touchless measuring system. Tailor really has to, measure you. And there's a big convenience in that. You don't need to, set up an appointment and visit someone. You can just do it from the comfort of your own home. And really the strive behind the software is to reduce the errors in measuring. We have a great guide, and you can still measure yourself, but we find that the software improves the error rates and provides a better fit for our suit.
Pretty cool stuff. Do you think, Mike, that this technology is something that will catch on among the fashion world?
Absolutely. In fact, we're already kind of seeing it right now. For example, I heard of a couple companies trying to use the Microsoft Kinect with the Xbox to try to do an actual 3D measuring. I've been to a couple of malls where they have this huge, I call them pods because they just look like a pod. You go in there, they spin a couple of lasers around you. Pretty cool. And then they get your measurements from that. But all that still costs a buttload of money for each type of device or whatever pod that they have. So ultimately, I believe this is our method is a very inexpensive way because, let's face it, everyone has a camera. Or if you don't have a camera, your phone has a camera nowadays. So this is a much less expensive way of getting measurements than those ideas.
Today we're joined by both Mike Q and Ben McMillan, co-founders of Trio Tailoring, based out of Atlanta, Georgia, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Ben, what sets you apart from the other online suit companies?
Well, we believe that online suit companies are just that. They're online. While being online is definitely means less overhead for a company, any company really, doesn't have to be fashion. We feel like being only online simply doesn't work in fashion. On the flip side, a lot of the other fashion businesses, have storefronts across the country, and owning or leasing storefronts is very effective, but also very expensive. So we're looking to blend the good parts of each distribution model by providing a local and online presence wherever you live without the huge cost of retail leasing and staffing. And we do this by forming partnerships with networks of established apparel-related shops like alteration shops and boutique stores all over the country. And we're backing them up with our innovative online presence and our brand marketing efforts. So through this, we're able to, you know, to hit large markets and provide a lot of convenience for the user, and meanwhile keeping our operation lean and our overhead low.
I understand you're based in Atlanta. How does someone get a custom fitted suit over the internet if they don't live in Atlanta, Georgia, or even in the state of Georgia, Mike?
Well, unfortunately right now, if you're outside of Atlanta, you're still going to have to get measured. I mean, we'll be happy to send you a measuring set so you can get your measurements and all you need to get it done, but you're still going to have a friend or a partner to do it for you, which is why we're really more established on local presence right now in Atlanta, so we can have partners. Now, in time, we do expanding all over the United States with many partners, local partners that you can just go to get measured, feel the fabrics, and just order from them. But in the meantime, online ordering and measuring stuff is the way to go.
And let's go ahead and get our folks in the know as to where they can check you guys out online. And just been on the website. It's absolutely a nice-looking website. Has a great presence. Where can our folks find you online?
Well, right now, we're our website is www.triotailoring.com. We're looking to revamp the website in the next few months. It's going to be a much cleaner, much newer look, and we're very excited about it.
I would say if it's going to get any better than the way it looks right now, you guys are going to be rocking and rolling. In conclusion, and customary on the show, what advice could you both lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace just like you both did? Ben, if you could start out with your advice, and then Mike, wrap that one up.
Well, I believe that you should know your own limits. Know what your competencies are and know what competencies you don't have, and be, you know, be humble, seek advice. I think having a great board of advisors is crucial to any business, startup or large. So, you know, definitely know your limits and know when you need to ask for advice or for help.
I'm actually to kind of extend what Ben was talking about being humble is absolute necessity, but we also believe in being aggressive. Aggressive yet humble is absolutely the way to go. And you have to live, breathe, and sleep pretty much the business if you want to kind of get it off the ground. I mean, you've heard of big billionaires talk about it. I mean, it's really the fact.
Couldn't agree more. They are Mike Q and Ben McMillan, co-founders of Trio Tailoring. And the website, once again, is triotailoring.com. Mike and Ben, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much.
And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.